Read today was a passage about communion from Luke chapter 22. This is a very familiar passage, the Lucan Last Supper narrative. When the hour had come, Jesus took a place at the table with the apostles, and Jesus said to them, "I've longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I tell you, I will not eat it again until everything is fulfilled in the reign of God." Then, taking a cup of wine, Jesus gave thanks and said, "Take this and share it among you. I tell you, I will not drink wine from now on until I drink it with you in the reign of God." Then Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." I'm always interested in that passage because Luke is the only communion narrative of the four Gospels that includes the phrase, "I will not drink it with you again until I drink it with you in the kingdom of God." It's also the only Gospel that has the story of Emmaus at the end. And this is an interesting connection because if you remember the story to Emmaus, Jesus has been crucified, Jesus has died, been put into the tomb, and we have amongst other disciples this sighting of Jesus raised from the dead. And then we have another story in Luke that says that a couple of the disciples were traveling along the road, talking with one another when a stranger comes by and has a conversation with them. He starts talking about the things that had happened recently. And they get excited because they realize that this person is talking to them about the fulfillment of the day of God, this reign of God having come in the person of Jesus Christ, who they knew to have been executed and, for all they know, dead. They talk with this person all the way to a house where they say, "Why don't you stay and eat with us?" The stranger would have passed by, it says in the Emmaus story, but they persuade the stranger to come in. And at table, it says, as they were breaking bread together, as the stranger broke bread together with them, they recognized that this was the Christ. They recognized that it was Jesus, and he vanished from their sight. "I will not drink it new with you until I drink it in the reign of God," Jesus says. "I will not drink it and eat this feast again with you until I eat it with you in the reign of God." This is very interesting, isn't it? That we find the next time that Jesus takes communion in the Lucan story is when he takes it as a stranger among them, unrecognized, until a brief moment of recognition, and he's gone. When I think about World Communion Sunday, I think about an article I read a number of years ago called "Why We Should Not Celebrate World Communion Sunday." And the article was basically saying, World Communion Sunday is a joke. We don't have communion with people. The world is incredibly divided. Protestant churches invented the idea of World Communion Sunday in the 30s to try to bring churches together, but look at what state we're in now. We're not together. Even Christian churches don't do things together like they should. So why are we saying we're in communion with one another when in reality we're not? The article went on to say, and not only Christian churches, but as we think about all the peoples of the world, we're incredibly divided. People don't get along with one another. There are legitimate differences between us. There's no really way that we can say we are one body with people with so many differences. So let's not even attempt to do that on World Communion Sunday. Well, the interesting thing about the Lucan narrative is that in this story, the emphasis is that the reign of God came at table for an instant. "I will not eat this with you again until I eat it with you in that perfect world, in the reign of God." And it came in a moment and was gone. Or is it? Maybe that's what we're asked to think about on World Communion Sunday. Are we really in communion with one another, or are we not? Is the reign of God really here, or is it not? Are we really one or are we not? Is this the world we long for or is it not? And the only time we come to the recognition that this is the world we long for is when we see in the face of the stranger we've invited to table the Christ. And then we say, oh, this is it. And it seems like right after that, it's gone. Isn't that sad? There's a beautiful picture by Caravaggio, the artist Caravaggio, which has a Christ at Emmaus. And the interesting I'm interested in it is because there's no halo on Jesus. Jesus looks like a typical person who has wandered off the street. And there's two disciples on the side who have figured out that this is Christ. You can tell because the bread on the table in Caravaggio's Emmaus table has been broken. But there's a person on the right who's probably the innkeeper, and his arms are like this. And he's arguing, and you can tell that Jesus is just about to vanish. And the innkeeper is not so sure this is Jesus. The other disciples are sure it's Jesus, and you can tell by the teetering of a plate, a basket of full fruit on the edge of the table, that the world here is about to collapse. And some people got it, and some people didn't. And maybe that's the issue for World Communion Sunday, is that there's going to be among us those who can see in the eyes of a stranger the Christ, and we can recognize this is it. This is the moment we've been waiting for, and there are those who will say, nope, difference. It's difficult to say that we're in communion when we know that there are a lot of people out there that are doing things we don't like, we disagree with, and that cause harm. It's hard for me to think that I am in communion with people who are firing guns at Michael Brown, or at Trayvon Martin, or at people who are taking women who are not Muslim from northwestern Iraqi villages and killing their families and putting them into forced slavery. It's hard for me to think that I am in communion with those people. It's hard for me to think, even in this wonderful little licking county that we live in, that I am really in communion with the people that I see on the streets every day or in the market where I buy my food. It's difficult for me to see that because I see difference. And the difference is there. And the difference is real. But the kingdom of God only comes when we recognize in the face of the stranger the Christ. And that is a gift because not everyone can have it. And it takes a breaking down of the walls that make us want to divide ourselves from others and to see that within each one of us is a piece of the Christ and to recognize that if the walls that our minds have created between us were simply taken down, we would be at the table of the feast of God. That's maybe what World Communion Sunday means to me. And spiritual exercise in which I am asked again, not to claim that we have no differences with anyone else, or that we are all somehow united in a univocal sort of way, but that at the table, we open our minds and our hearts to letting the barriers that we create between ourselves and others drop down so that we can see in the other the very face of Christ. Because it takes a person of faith to see it, proclaim that it's there, and to live into that reality. That's when we find ourselves in the realm or the kingdom of God. Let's pray. It is a difficult road and path, O God, we're on when we see strangers and they appear to us only as strangers. As we pause to remember our connection with one another and with folks around the world again today, we ask a time of dropping of the calluses on our eyes so that we can see the real unity, the itness of the one that is this creation that you have given us to be a part and parcel of. We ask all this in Jesus' name.